Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning. I hope you're having an awesome day already. Full moon last night. Brighter than usual. Did it keep you awake or did it wake you this morning? Did it feel like when the moon was fading and the sun was beginning to shine that the world felt different? Or is it just our imagination? When we were children, we loved to play. We loved to be curious. We were so happy when we could find something that enticed us, our name away, took our heart away, took everything about us away. It just took us away. It took us away into deeper things. Took us away into more than what we were doing. Our mind would go so deep into something that we didn't know much about what else was going on around us. We just knew we were in our head and we were in our heart. We were feeling more to life than ever before. We were experiencing. Wouldn't it seem right that, wow, wouldn't it seem right that we would be wrapped up inside of whatever we wanted to do? Wrapped up, felt like a little package, felt good because there was something exciting to do than to just go about doing whatever without thinking about a future. Children were focused on the future. They were going to grow up. They were going to be more. They were going to be the star of something. How do we have love for our children's futures? You know, each one of them has a future. That's plural. That's right. We're all different. We may be linked by gender, but that's it. Hook and unhook, man. Get it? There's so many hooks that have been put into us by any other separation that it's kind of sad. But we each have an individual future. And we each need to be responsible for that future. And if we knew that we could be responsible, if we knew we could be a part in the future, wouldn't it be better for everyone? Just by the way, what are the right conditions for having children? What are those right conditions for having children? It's more than what you think it is. What are the right conditions to put children into Winnet Goombol? Yes, there are right conditions for having children. There are right conditions to put them into when it comes to school. Are you concerned about the education of your loved ones? Are you concerned enough that you're doing something about it? Or maybe not. There's a lot of parents that never get involved in what's going on with their children in education. There are so many parents that don't show up for back-to-school night, nor parent-teachers conferences. I think we would be surprised if we knew the small amount of parents that really do get involved. But do you feel the conditions exist for children to learn all they can to ensure they have financial, emotional, physical health as adults? Chances are you might think that's an awful big question. But it's an awful good question. I mean, it's a good question. How could it be awful good or good and awful? You see, we're so focused on things that don't matter that we're not paying attention to our children's futures. So when I speak about the conditions for our children to learn about their financial, emotional, and physical health, I mean just that. Those things are very important in a well-adjusted adult. How could we have ever been led astray to believe that it was cool to finance a house for 30-plus years? At a rate of what? How could we have ever believed all that garbage? How could we have ever believed that credit cards with interest rate of over 20% was an okay thing? Golly, if you paid $20 for an item and you paid 10%, you gave an extra $2. But you paid $20 and you give 20%, you paid $4 extra to get that item. And then let's not think about how long you keep that $20 item financed. That's not teaching children about their financial future by parents running around using credit cards to feed their families. That's an indication of government being in the middle of business where the prices go up because they have to, because they're a burden on business. And it does impact our children's education, by the way. It does. What about emotions? Are you doing something that makes you happy? So your children understand what an emotionally balanced adult is? Or are you doing the same thing day after day because it's what we were taught to do? And were you taught that the rich people aren't good? Well, look around your room and you better hope there's some rich people to keep doing the things you're getting to enjoy. I've been saying this for years. It's nothing new. Rich does not make one bad. There's a difference between rich and greed. There's a difference between a need and a desire. There's a difference in life, and we all are capable of knowing differences. And so if we teach children the core of whatever they're working on, they will be better suited to build upon a solid base, a foundation. Children need to know about finances. Children need to know about what it is to feel good. And they feel good when they create a value for themselves. Look at them beam. They feel good when they're accepted, though. Watch a baby to know that. You think that ever stopped? Come on. If a baby smiles at you, why is it? Because they know you accepted them. They wait a little while. They test you out. They'll stare at you for a little bit to see if they want you in their space. And then if they feel that your energy is right, they'll smile at you. Their eyes get big and bright first. Of course. Because they feel it. It's a feeling deep inside. And it comes from being a value. So once they realize that that person wasn't just looking at them, oh, there's another baby. Because you can do that. Oh, there's another one. Oh, they got another one. Oh, there's another one. There have to be the right conditions for having children. And we have to be preparing the way for them to have the right condition to never be held back. We're not doing that. We were all held back. What about our physical health? Do you read the labels on anything you purchase? Are you teaching that to your children? Or do you just go through the store and buy whatever you think you want? And even if you read the labels, do you ignore certain things that are on them because you don't want to think about it? Because you got a hunger for something? Have you ever thought about eating differently and teaching your children to? Do you know that we all have certain foods we like and we could get a craving for? And you can learn to eat the foods you want when you want to eat them at the right amounts and learn to crave that particular food. It's an incredible thing. And then pretty soon you're really not that hungry for all the other things that are out there. And you wean yourself away from the things that aren't that good, and you'll only have them occasionally. You don't become the sugar fiend that some people are, or you give it up. And you only have it every now and then just because it's something different. And when you do, you go, oh my gosh, what a waste. We can teach our children all this wonderful stuff because they have brilliant minds. Their minds will develop when we give them things to be curious about. We can't expect them to follow the kind of school system we have today because it's not even right for them. It might have worked years ago. It doesn't work today. The school system we have today is flawed. For the highly evolved beings that we are, we weren't happy in it years ago, and we still expect two or three generations later to be happy in the school system we have? Are the teachers really happy teaching what they teach? No. Because they have the burden on them, the administrators in school, that don't know squat. You know what they were? They were the ones that I watched go ahead and go get higher levels of education while they expected the children to help teach their classrooms so they could get more pay. I get needing raises. I get trying to keep up with the standard of living, the cost of living, to have a standard of living. I understand all of that. But you know what? Love for our children's futures would be that we're not going to put up with an education system that leaves the children behind. It dumps them on their ear. It makes them follow. Their curiosity goes away. The curious nature of human beings is amazing. And the ability to take that curiosity and work it all together and create something of value is what we can each do. We're not the dogs on the streets running around sniffing. We're not that. We have an ability to link our thoughts and come up with solutions. We're problem solvers, not just one special group that goes to the problem solvers of America. If we tapped every child and their potential when they went off to school, they'd be out of school by sixth grade. They would be. They'd be moving on. They might have to show up in that classroom, which is even a crying shame. We go show up in our jobs. That's what they think they're going to have to go do. How happy are you in the job? You're not, because your creative potential is not being tapped, but it could be. You know that you could tap your own creative potential in the job that you're in right now? I know how. If you want to learn how, you ought to come hang out with some of my friends. You'd like them. We're going to be in Tampa, Florida over the New Year's holiday. Talk about a party. We're going to have a blast. We know how to have fun. We do. We don't tell anyone how to act. We know that they can act the way they want to act and get beyond some of the acting that they might do. We believe in people. You want to party? You can party. We don't care. It's your choice. We believe in this ability to choose, and so we're going to have a party. We got a place 24/7 for 3 days. You think we could have some fun? You think many people would get a little bit of sleep? They'll get some sleep. I'll ensure people get 7 hours of sleep, but they, you know what? If they stay up after that, that's their choice. But I know the power of seven to your health, my health. And just because I get together with people doesn't mean I'm willing to give up my sleep time, because that's where I get renewed. If I put things out to myself when I go to sleep at night, wow, do things come in for me. I want you to have the same thing. I want your children to know a better life. And so we're going to be partying, having fun in Tampa, Florida. There's only room for 100 people. That's it, 100 people. That's all we have room for. I'm not making it a bigger venue, period. No need to. You get 100 people fired up together, you know what a difference it can make? And I'm not talking about being destructive or putting down another human being. I'm talking about lifting each other up and believing everyone else has the same potential. So come play with us in Tampa. And if you want to know more, it's 314-448-1462. That's 314-448-1462. It's only $125 for 3 days of play. You'll love it. You'll feel in love. You'll feel impassioned. You'll feel good about yourself again. I promise you that. Love to meet you. Like to see who you are and what you're about. All the talk isn't the same as doing all the walk. We got to walk. We got to walk differently. We can't walk this way like we've been walking and talk this way like we've been talking. We are at one of the greatest times in the history of civilization. It happened with the technological revolution a few decades ago. And people are still following politics and external authority. There's no need to. They're arguing over it. They're fighting about it. They're doing damage over it. How silly is that? We're all so capable of having a bright future. Has the title No Child Left Behind really impacted the education system, or is it like so many political issues, just a name? You know, I do believe that a lot of people go into politics to make the world a better place. I believe that. But I think there's one big problem. The person that can make life better is self. Choices, actions, to be better. And being free to do just that. Is it really right that people go to work to just provide their survival needs? No. What makes the survival needs go up in life? It's the burden on those who build them. What's the burden on a creator? It should be no one, right? I think you would agree. If you make a widget and it's going to be good for you and somebody else could use it and it might help them, it might save their life even, should anyone get a piece of that just because you created it? No. No. Do you realize that if we would give up on the stuff we think the government provides and provide it ourselves, the prices would be less? Do you realize there will always be people that love to build roads and do it right? You will realize there's people that build roads and don't want to do it and don't do it right? You ever go where there's road construction anywhere and see how many people are having to sit around and wait for one other person to do their job and they're all getting paid? Do you know that you could teach one person to use every piece of equipment and lay down that asphalt in a completely different way? It's amazing how we're doing things backwards here in this 21st century. It's amazing that we still believe that there's somebody out there somewhere that knows better than we know. I'm talking anybody. We are so highly capable. It's amazing. These children today, what about the 15-year-old who came up with the theory that if he looked at the constellations and he worked with them, the way they're laid out, that there just might be villages, inhabitants that lived in those certain places based on constellations. And he discovered he was right. He even found a lost city buried in the jungles of Mexico. Our minds are so amazing. We cannot hold another child back. We have to evolve the schools. We've got to evolve our jobs. Our jobs don't tap the potential of us, creators, solvers. They're boring routine ruts. And I happen to know a man, personally met him, that came up with the most incredible business system, his family did, that works for everyone, that taps the greatest potential that we are, our creativity. And I just keep thinking, when are people going to try it? I know thousands of people that have read his books on a personal level, thousands. Know him well enough that I've chatted with him somehow. That don't use his system of doing business and are still stuck in a trap, in a rut. They have no idea how good they would feel if they simply tried to do what he explained to them. This guy has an entire system of living well. And people are still out there looking for the gurus. I don't understand it myself. No child will be left behind when the adults try the system of living well. There's no way their children will be left behind. I've seen it work in 3 generations. Seen it work. How's school working for you? Did it get you where you wanted to go in life? Is it going to take your children any further than you got? Are you counting on your children to do well so that they can take care of you in your old days when you're back in the survival mode that you never really got to leave? We have to leave the survival mentality behind and have a prosperity mentality. I learned it years back, and I live it. And each day I do something that makes me feel like I'm a human being by thinking and acting in unison with something that would be good for me and for others. I love my life, and I know everyone else could. We'd never be focused on No Child Left Behind if the parents stood the power of the children and enjoyed watching the children get better at what they do. And the parents paid enough attention to the children. Instead of political issues, what kind of an example are we setting for the children when we've allowed titles to separate us? There's male, there's female, that's it. Everything else is made up by us as a form of control. And when we get out of control, that separation between male and female gets really whacked out. We want love. We want acceptance. The little child, that baby that I told you about. That's right, if you missed part of this, you can go back and listen to it all. We want acceptance. We want to accept someone into our life. And yet, here we are, in this highly evolved age that we live in, electing authorities in our lives. It makes no sense to me. Thousands of years ago, we became so conscious we didn't need another person to tell us what to do. We broke past the mystical gods that were being pretended by those who had figured things out a little more than those who weren't breaking through consciousness quickly. And then they began to be used by the ones who became a ruling class, and we still have a ruling class of people. And maybe this year's election in America is proof that we broke free, that we don't want a ruling class over us, that we don't need some authority telling us what to do, how to live our lives and spend our paychecks. I don't know for sure what it means because I'm just watching the idiots fighting over their gal or their guy and being like bullies in the neighborhoods. It's ridiculous, but a lot of people are coming around, and it's only a few that are doing it. So there you go. It's not that big of a deal unless we make it that. It would make more sense to make the children's education a big deal. Teach our children how to think the way their mind was created now to think. Help them be successful in everything they do. That's what matters. Not to memorize random facts out of context, but to understand vertical and horizontal thinking. We're going to be looking at that, talking about it, showing how to do it in Tampa. And again, that number for the Tampa event, only $125. I've paid a lot of money to go places, but I want a lot of people there. I want to have 100 people there. So I'm keeping the price down. I thank my friend Cody for working with me, replicating me, knowing that when we're done, he can take this wherever he wants to go. It makes me excited. I'm not his authority. I'm his friend. That number is 314-448-1462. But I want you to know that it's the people who really bring values to life. Everything in your room exists because a person did something. We have the technology we have today because a person, a conscious being, thought through something, took the right actions based on their thinking, kept going at it to get what we have today. We can't be afraid of technology. Are you kidding me? The geniuses with technology and medicine are looking to save our lives. They're the ones we want to be behind. They're not worried about political party one. They're still focused in what they do to save lives. There's a huge difference between a politician who talks a talk and the ones who really understand who are the ones bringing value. When we get behind the people, using medicine technology through business, we will save ourselves, and we won't live in the survival mode anymore, and you will be amazed at what we do as a species for each other, and the children won't really be left behind at all. Who really brings value to life? You do. Does having a child make you a man or make you a lady? Not necessarily. What is it about birth that makes it so special? Is that new conscious being brought into the world? And do we really have to die? I believe we don't, but that's just my belief. But I believe in saving lives one at a time. Thanks for being with me, you everyday people, because we do make the world go round. I love life, and I can do dumpster diving to hanging out and rubbing elbows with people at an event. And it's all fun for me. And it can be for you too. I don't know, but my little spiral thing is just going around and around and around it goes when I went to play music this morning. So round and round we go. I'll see you back tomorrow. Please share my show with someone. And have a really good day.